This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And joining me for our chat this morning is House Guest Angus Wilson. Angus is Otupoti Dunedin organiser with Workers First. It's a union of over 32,000 members across Aotearoa, New Zealand. Angus, kia ora, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your role. When did you get all connected with Workers First?
Well, to keep it very, very brief, I started my career with Workers First as a delegate many, many years ago, working in a supermarket. Got to see firsthand the way people were treated and how unions could be a voice and a shield for those workers to help get them where they need to be. Since then, I've been in other unions. I worked with Unite Union for 4.5 years dealing with fast food workers. And I've currently been in this role coming on 2 years now.
I'm always interested to talk with delegates and representatives because, you know, you're taking a bit on your shoulders. Where does the passion come from for you?
In my heart, I say, my heart and soul, it's very much a thing where you see someone being treated poorly and it hits you as well. For me, it was very much a case of seeing my fellow workers being mistreated, talked down to, abused, underpaid as well, and expected to do more and more and more for less and less. And so it's very much a passion for me to see people actually looked after and protected.
And given a voice, I guess, because for many, that's where it might fall down for them, not feeling able or powerful enough to be able to advocate for themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the most common things I see is workers feeling very isolated, very scared, and feeling like they're unable to actually say what they're feeling without fear of repercussion. And one of the beautiful things about unions is it gives them a chance to have that voice and to share their feelings and their opinions in an area where they will not be punished by their employer.
Now, Workers First, obviously, you can imagine, as with any union, there's a huge role in terms of advocacy. But is that all that the union offers? Are there other benefits to being part of it?
Yeah, no, that's only a very small part of what we do. A large part of our enterprise is dealing with collective negotiations. So all employees have a contract, or they should. A lot of those contracts will be individual contracts. So that is between yourself and your employer. I like to liken it to being given a plate of food when you're a kid. You get what you're given and you eat it. With the union, you have a bit more say. So we have collective agreements, which are organised through our unions, through our membership. So that gives those workers an actual physical say, a chance to put their opinions in and to have their piece. And that often will lead to, I would argue, always leads to higher wages, better working conditions, and overall a happier workplace, which I feel leads to a happier business as well.
Which sectors of work come under Workers First?
We're an amalgamated union, so we have several large industries that we bring under our umbrella. So we deal with manufacturing and logistics, so transportation. We deal with finance, we deal with retail and supermarkets, and we deal with other smaller areas too, so things like vet nurses and the like as well. So we have quite a large, diverse spread of people. One of our bigger campaigns has been with St John recently as well, trying to get them a fair increase.
You have relationships with other unions around the country as well?
Yes, yeah, we work quite closely with several of our sister unions. We work quite closely with things people like Unite Union. They're quite a small retail union. We also deal with Etu and some of the other bigger unions where we have to or where we need to.
Landscape's changing all the time. Where's your focus right now?
At the moment, our focus is on a living wage, so making sure that workers are paid fairly, paid a wage that they can survive on. As we've seen at the moment, there's been quite a few redundancies and job losses going around in the economy, so people are feeling very nervous and very uncomfortable. Our job at the moment is to get a livable wage, fair working conditions, and to organise workers across the country, because at the moment we're seeing pretty clearly that their situation is quite tense. You know, it's not very stable. People are upset, they're concerned, prices keep going up. They want some stability in their lives, and that's where unions can come in.
I know you're going to tell me that no 2 days are the same, Angus, but in a typical week, what kinds of activities might you be engaged with?
in a typical week, I could be doing anything from visiting a site, so going to, say, a supermarket, talking to the workers on the shop floor, explaining the union to them, encouraging them to sign up. I could be in a disciplinary meeting with a member, supporting them through quite an uncomfortable and scary time. I help workers put together submissions for their employers. I help them feel comfortable and confident to actually speak out about issues in their workplace. And I could be holding meetings as well. So organising meetings on sites, talking to people in a large group and explaining to them what changes might be coming to their contract, encouraging them to speak out and showing them the benefits of the union directly.
A big part of your job must be staying up to date and educated about the areas that are of most interest to your workers. Mm,
as much as we can, yeah.
Where do you find the time to do that and how do you do it?
Around the edges is what I will say.
Yeah.
No 2 days are the same, as you said. And so what I have to do is use my best knowledge and plan ahead to make that time. So it's a bit like doing the laundry. It's going to sit there and pile up unless you just make that time to do it. So for me, my work laundry is making sure I'm keeping up to date with the changes that are happening through government, through law changes, and through individual employers, because no two situations tend to be the same.
So you'll be busy right now. There's a lot of change, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of political change, legal change, impacts on workers all over the place. In terms of your cut-through, in terms of membership in the sectors that you represent, how is it at the moment? We know that membership kind of waxes and wanes over period. Is it a strong union at the moment?
We are a strong union. We're growing, and we've grown faster than we anticipated, which is a good sign. So the silver lining, I guess, through all of this upset and turmoil is that workers in larger numbers are reaching out to unions. They understand that there is a place for them to get advice, support, and protection. And more so now, workers are realizing that outside of organized protection and unions, they are quite vulnerable. And we've seen that with a lot of the changes that have been happening. And we've seen that more with employers taking a more harder stance against employees.
Delegates play an important role too. Mm. You liaising with delegates all over the place, I imagine, and keeping them up to date with changes as well?
As much as we can, yes, absolutely.
And for those who want support around that, want to find out more about what it means to be a member or be a delegate, is that part of your role as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I actually do some of the delegate training here for the Otago region, and it's a very satisfying job to have. You take these people, day one, they walk in the door, they're still a bit anxious, they're not quite sure, they don't want to upset the apple cart. Come the end of day two, they're marching out of here. They're going back to their workplaces. They've got recruitment forms in hand. They're going to sign up new members. They're going to come back to me with problems and give me some more work to do, which I love.
It does strike me that confidence in what is due to you and what is right is, number one in being able to, voice your concerns when something arises, which is kind of outside of those parameters, but also to gather strength through those around you as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the most important things for a union to do is to give workers that knowledge. So know what's in the law, what their rights are, and where they can stand with their employer. So unfortunately, some employers will take advantage of people's naivety, especially young workers as well. If you're a teenager moving into your first or second job, there's a good chance you don't know everything that's in the ERA. Which is not to be expected. I would love to see that being taught in schools, but it's not. And some employers will take advantage of those workers' lack of awareness. So one of the most satisfying things for me is to give those people that information and to be able to help them stand up for themselves. Because all it takes is one opportunity to actually have that say, to be backed up and protected and know you're in the right. And some of those people will just take that and run with it, which is fantastic to see. So that hopefully ends up with more people like myself.
Yeah, you mentioned younger people. We are in a university city, young people coming in and going. Is that a special characteristic and bring special qualities to the work that you have to do?
Anecdotally, I'd say yes. Certainly when it comes to retail and service industry jobs, there's a lot of students here, a lot of young people, and they can be a challenge to recruit. Some of them have this thought of, well, I'm only here for a couple of years to study. I don't need a union. I'll be fine. And more often than not, those people will come bargaining time when it comes for the pay raises to say, actually, I've had to think about it and I think this is a good idea. It's one of those things of just not being aware of the benefits of a union and what it can do beyond pay. Yeah.
Now, Angus, you are based here as a house guest, as one of the team here at Dunedin Community House. So you have an office here?
Yes, yeah. I'm a proud resident. I think the site's very fantastic.
I don't know how often you are in the office, because it does sound as though you're out and about a fair bit.
Yes, it can be a challenge to get time to sit down in the office and actually do some paperwork, as it were. But where I get the chance to, it's always nice to have a place that's warm, well-lit, there's nice people around me, and there's all the resources I could possibly need to get my job done.
We talk about this with all of our house guests, but one of the benefits, I guess, we find here at Otago Access Radio, and that other people have spoken about, is that when you have a number of not-for-profits and social service agencies and other things in one space, there's a kind of a commonality of interest in many areas, a commonality of experience too, that we can just tap into, even if it's just over a cup of tea.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's fantastic to have the diversity of organisations and institutions here. It's very, very useful for me, very helpful for my role, because I deal with a wide range of people across all kinds of niches and pockets in Dunedin, all kinds of personalities and needs. And it's quite helpful to have a site like the Community House, where if I have someone who has a community support need that I couldn't support them through as a union, I can point them to someone in the Community House. Like I said, we'll go down the hallway and talk to so and so. It's nice to be able to have a space in Dunedin where community groups can gather and organise in a very convenient location in the centre of town as well.
Well, Angus Wilson, it's great to have you here as our house guest for today. Otepoti Dunedin organiser for Workers First. So, finally, if someone's interested in finding out more about the union, about the benefits of the union, or what you might be able to do for them, or indeed if they're already a union member and they're in a bit of strife, what do you say to them?
Well, I'd say to them, reach out to us. You can talk to us online through Workers First, our website. You can find all of our contact details there. Our 0800 number is very, very accessible. Our contact team are fantastic and will point you in the right direction. You can always drop in and see me in my office. If I'm not there, leave a note on the door and I'll get back to you. You can also get in touch with me directly as well. I'm always open. My door's always open to people when I'm around, and I'm always keen to listen to workers' problems, even if they are not in a workplace that is traditionally organised by us. I'm more than happy to help them where I can.
Angus, great to talk with you today. Thanks for being our house guest.
Thank you.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150, email info@dch.org.nz, or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.